Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, we're finishing up today on the topic, Do Not Be Deceived. Now, I wanted to address something with you. You know, a lot of people will, when you talk about things like deception or the spirits behind things, being aware of this and that, they say, that's very negative. I don't want to hear negativity. But I want you to think about this. Why do you have locks on your doors? Why do you have alarm systems? Why do you wear warm clothing when you go out in the cold? Why do you wear shoes when you walk out? Aren't all the things that I've mentioned restrictions or negative to some degree or another? Well, no, you would say those are just things that you do to protect yourself. Well, you see, the Word of God is for our protection. These things aren't meant to be negative. They aren't meant to make you feel bad or make you even be afraid. They are meant to arm you, to protect you, to prepare you so that you are, as Scripture says, thoroughly furnished. It's not about negativity, it's about preparedness. Now, if you know what to look out for, now we've been talking about deception. Some people may think that that's very negative, and they'll say, well, you know, if you look for deception long enough, you're going to find it. Well, that wouldn't really make sense, because if you find deception, it's not deception anymore. However, anything that you put before, in front of you, or between you and Christ, in other words, if you're always thinking about, there's some people that are always thinking about bad spirits or demons or the devil or whatever, and they're not thinking about Christ, that's not good for you. The point of everything that I say is to direct you back to looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. It's not about negativity. It's about staying connected to your power source. And if you walk in the light as He is in the light, there'll be a point where deception won't be as much of an issue. But as long as we live in this fallen vehicle, in a fallen world, there are going to be those circumstances that lend themselves to putting ourselves in the type of maybe an attitude or circumstance, hardship, crisis, that can let you have your guard down. Now, having your guard down in the spiritual sense is not being fortified and connected. You know, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. And He talked about the fact that if we stay connected to Him in that vital union, that we can ask what we will and it will be done. That vital union is what has to be protected and safeguarded. And when you are vitally connected to Jesus Christ, then He protects you and keeps you. But so many things in our lives distract. We get busy. And you know, it's just the case. So as I said to you about a week or so ago, we're not dealing with what would be the ultimate or the way we'd like to see it be. In other words, perfect situation, perfect scenario is that we're always thinking of Jesus 24/7, connected in vital union to Him, always prayed up, always physically strong and prepared, so that you don't have to worry about things like deception or discouragement or depression or despondency. But that's not the way it is now, is it? So the Word of God gave us instruction to help us to navigate the treacherous waters of a fallen world. And yet, even in this fallen world, we can let the light of God shine through us. We can let our lives be so ordered that, as the Scripture says, that people can see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Even in a fallen world, we can be healed when we're sick. We can be comforted when we grieve. We can feel fellowship even when we're alone. Even in a fallen world, that comes in that vital connection with Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. So as we finish up on this topic of do not be deceived, I want you, if you've been one of those that kind of thought, oh, this is negative, and I don't want to hear about deception, know that the Word of God, which is what I speak to you out of, the Word of God is to prepare you and to make you thoroughly furnished for the good works that the Lord wants to do through you. Your eternal gifted spirit, as I've said so many times, has a purpose and a mission, and you can't fulfill it if you fall aside, fall into a pit, fall into a hole because you're not abiding by the safeguards that the Word has put there for you. Well, the last time we ended off talking about not allowing ourselves to become deceived with empty words or non-productive words. One of the scriptures we read talked about the philosophy and empty deceit that's in man, that in their speaking, it may sound persuasive, it may sound like a good idea, but is it based in the truth of God? A whole different thing. We ended off, Ephesians 5:8 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." If you walk as children of light, then deception won't be an issue, because deception happens in the dark. Jesus said the light has come, but they preferred darkness to light because their deeds are evil. Deception comes when you turn away from the light, or something in your life puts a shadow across you because it's standing between you and Jesus Christ and you don't see. We want to be fully in the light. 2 Corinthians 4:2, the Apostle Paul says, "But we have renounced the hidden things of shame." Listen to this. "Not walking in craftiness, nor handling the Word of God deceitfully." We're talking about deception. If you don't want deception in your life, you don't want to have it in any area in your life. And he said, we're very careful not to use our old devices in a new way. In other words, not in spreading the gospel, we're not going to resort to our old devices. The devices of darkness and of this world have no place in the one that's trying to do the work of the Lord. We want to do it according to the Word. We want to do what we do in the light. It says we've renounced the hidden things of shame. If you've got to hide, then you need to reconsider what you're doing. Now, I'm not talking about in places where there's actually persecution for serving Jesus, where the people have to hide to preserve their lives. I'm talking about in our currently open and free society. If you think you have to do something and hide in doing it, you need to ask the Holy Spirit, is this something, do you really need to be doing this? He said, we've renounced all that. We don't want to hide anymore. And he says, we don't walk in craftiness, our own ideas, our own big ideas, our own better than God ideas, and that's definitely in quotes. We're not going to do that anymore. He said we don't handle the Word of God deceitfully. What's a way that you can handle the Word of God deceitfully? Well, I've said to you recently how people will take a scripture out, totally out of its context, and use it to mean something it was never. The way I put it is this: they took that scripture screaming and resisting where it did not want to go. They drug it there. And people do that. Another way that people deceitfully use the Word of God is by saying, "Thus saith the Lord," when the Lord hadn't thus said. Sometimes it's just people out of the own desire of their heart. You know, they'll say something and they think that it's God and it's not. And then when it doesn't happen, you know, people will blame God. They do it out of ignorance, thinking that because they feel good about it, that this must be God. But others actually know that God hasn't said, and yet they do it. They use devices, craftiness, even sometimes in trying to feign that they have some spiritual gift in order to get offerings. Oh God, I wouldn't want to be in their shoes in judgment. Ah, yes, my shoes have enough to worry about, in that we're all sinners, saved by grace. But this continuing in deceitfulness in terms of the ministry, I wouldn't want to be in that situation. But there are those that use anything deceitfully, anything for their purposes. Oh, we don't want to be like that. He said, we don't do this, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. So he says, we're going to do what we can feel good about in front of God, because, you know, that's the way it is. Nothing's hidden from the Lord. In Matthew 24, 3 through 5, why have we been talking about do not be deceived? As I've said to you, we are living in the last days, and deception is going to be redoubled in its effort, that last push to try to keep people out of the kingdom of God. It says, now as he, Jesus, sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us when will these things be? Jesus had been talking about some things that were going to happen, prophetic words. When will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, listen to this. Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Now we know that there's going to be a person known as the Antichrist. But we know, as some of the apostles said, the spirit of Antichrist was already present even when they were writing. It is a spirit, and it will be culminated in a person. Don't tell me I'm out of time. Ooh, our time just flies, doesn't it? And he says, don't be deceived. And there will be the Antichrist, as I said, but there are people now that even, they may not be saying that they're the Christ, but they're saying, this is the answer. This is the way. And it's not what Jesus said. That is Antichrist. Jesus said in Matthew 24, on down 23 through 24, he said, then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. So a person that's always looking for some sign and wonder, and yet they have no relationship to God through Jesus Christ, they're going to be the very ones that they see what seems to be a great feat performed, and they say, oh, that must have been God. Oh, but what does the Holy Spirit say? 2 Thessalonians, and I'll have to end with this. There's one other scripture in Daniel that I'll put on the scriptures that accompany this, but I'll just read this. 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 through 4. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day, the day that the end times, will not come unless the falling away comes first. Falling away what? Of the church. And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Oh, I've just got to quickly read Daniel 8:25. You'll give me a minute, won't you? Through his cunning, talking about the Antichrist, he shall cause deceit to prosper under his rule, and he shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in their prosperity. He shall even rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without human means. The Antichrist, great, glorious day, is going to be very short-lived. But make no mistake, as we near the coming of Jesus Christ, deception is going to be everywhere. But you don't have to be deceived. Live by what Jesus said. Keep your eyes on him. And don't allow double living in your life. Don't have a double mind, where one day you're for the Lord and the next day you don't know, or you're distracted. Focus on Jesus, and he'll get you through this hard time. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that your word is true. Lord, you said ask, and we will receive. Now, Lord, what we're asking today is that you open our spiritual eyes. Lord, we take very seriously anything that you say. And we know that you have said that deception will be manifested even to a greater degree in the last days. And we know that we are there. And even, Lord, even to the point of many who should know better believing the Antichrist. Lord, we don't want to wait till that moment of pressure. We want to today ask you to open our spiritual eyes that we can see as you see, that we're never deceived nor led astray. Lord, that our hearts are open to your voice saying this is the way, walk in it, or correcting us when we have taken a different path. Lord, show us how to walk in the light as you were in the light. Let your Holy Spirit lead and guide us, Lord. There's nothing we want more than that, so that we can bring glory to your name in these days that we have on this earth. I thank you that this is possible because you've already rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. And all we have to do is call upon his name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and we will run into it and be safe and be saved and be free from deception and darkness. It is in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, remember, we haven't been talking about negativity. We've been talking about preparedness. Be prepared. Look at Jesus. We're all going to make it. Oh, and it's going to be so worth it. And remember this, that I am praying for you.